None but the hungry heart. 2:6. Heart of Romans. Yield yourselves unto God, as those that are alive from the dead. Romans 6:13. Deliverance from the reign of sin and liberty in the life of Christ are set forth as a doctrinal unit in Romans 6:7 and 8. This area of truth has but one key, the cross. This is the great master key to spiritual life and liberty. When we begin to comprehend Romans 6, we know that our death in Christ unto sin was completed at Calvary. When we have been in Romans 7 for a time, we come to realize that we have been struggling to produce that which God has already accomplished for us in Christ. When we thereby come to Romans 8, we know at last that the Holy Spirit will produce in our experience what God completed for us on the cross and in Christ our life. In Romans 6, we see the foundation of our deliverance, the fact that we died with Christ, and also the conditions of our deliverance, that we reckon ourselves dead unto sin and yield to God as those that are alive from the dead. Romans 8 tells us the means and the method of our deliverance, that it is through the blessed Holy Spirit alone that we are actually delivered in everyday life from sin's reign, the moment we cease from all our own efforts and let him do the work, he will begin delivering us from the power of sin. How long it takes for some of us to come to the end of our own efforts can be seen in Romans chapter 7. That the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Romans 8:4.